There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, good morning and happy holidays. It is the Lombardi Line here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, brought to you by BetMGM. So if I told you, my man, Michael Lombardi, if I told you, I'll give you a Saturday, December 17th, let's call it. I'll give you seven bowl games, and I'll give you three standalone NFL games. So you can pick profits, you know, in-game with the betting. If I told you that would be your Saturday, would you be happy with that?
I would think I was in heaven. I would think like I was in heaven. Like I would think that St. Peter's somewhere near me. You know, I would think that the apostles are around, you know. I mean, how can it get better than that? I mean, seriously. I mean, as Bill Parcells once told me, it would take a lot of that to kill you. It would take a lot of that to kill you. And so, I enjoy it.
When I got up, 3:45 today with just a pep in my step, man. I'm like, I'm way too addicted to this stuff because I can't wait for it. Of course, that's Michael Lombardi. I'm Patrick Maher, and we welcome you in. You've got Indy in Minnesota. What I talk about standalone games for bettors in-game, it's an opportunity to pick profit so you can kind of focus on a game. Sometimes in-game betting can be too much variance if you're spread out across 12 games. So we love these standalone Indy, Minnesota to start, Baltimore and Cleveland. And then we have a weather game tonight, Miami and Buffalo, Michael. It's going to be nasty.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I know. I mean, it's going to be nasty. And I saw, I think I'm nitpicking here, but I've got to say it. When I saw Miami indoors practicing this week, I thought, like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing inside? Like, I guess if you go outside, it's probably too hot. At least maybe if you go indoors, you could turn the air condition up and freeze everybody to death inside. But I don't know how they could prepare for it. I mean, what do we have here? My man Elliot's got a video. He's got a current status at Highmark Stadium, 7:30 a.m. God bless those people. You know, I marvel at NFL fans that endure this. This morning I was getting ready to come over, and Jeff Glore from CBS Saturday Morning is a huge Buffalo Bills fan. And he was talking about, as a kid, he was talking about getting layered up and going to the game with his dad to the Orchard Park. And by the first quarter, he was freezing, but they just sat there. Now, you're a kid. You can't drink bourbon to help you get warmed up. But, I mean, I just admire those fans that are willing to endure this. And I often tell people all the time, like, I know football's a weather sport, but it was never – but the season would end in the middle of December back in the day, you know.
Yep.
I mean, the Ice Bowl was played on New Year's Eve. That was the championship game.
Wow. Think about that. Let's throw up that picture again. Good job, Elliot. Okay, so here's the deal. Lake effect snow warning, and this is the best I can figure. It's going to be the mid-20s there up in Buffalo today. 5 inches at tailgate, 8 inches by kickoff, and then 10 to 12, so a foot for the drive home. So travel is going to be affected. We've been talking about Tua and that cold weather in Miami, but it's going to be freezing, probably snowfall during the game, as I mentioned. So we've got a legit lake effect snow warning, a winter storm watch there up in Buffalo. It's going to be nuts.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I learned living in Cleveland for as long as I have, you know, when you live on the Jersey Shore like I do now, they say it's going to snow. They're not 100% accurate on that. It's a good chance they could miss it, right? When they say it's snowing in Buffalo, it's snowing. Okay, like they don't miss it there. They don't miss it on Lake Erie. Like they don't miss it at all. Like that weather, those weather people there are dead accurate. They got it perfectly correct. So we're going to get snow. And yep, we're going to see how Tua reacts to it. I mean, you know, Tua says, well, it snows in Alabama. All due respect, Tua. Like, Alabama and Buffalo, you've not seen snow like this before in your life. Like, first of all, you know, you can't prepare for it. And the ball's heavy, and you got to control the football. The ball's harder to throw. When you go back and watch reels of the old-time football, Cecil LaBelle and Arne Hammer and the Packers from the 20s and 30s, that football was, like, rounded. It looked like he was throwing – it looked like you were throwing a bowling ball back in the day. Well, when you get weather like this, it looks – the ball almost is like – it becomes harder and harder to throw. And the velocity of the football is harder to control. I think it's going to be a tough day for Tua. Because just because of the nature of – I'm not saying he's not mentally tough to handle the weather. I'm not saying that. I'm saying his skill set isn't conducive to the weather.
And two words for you, Michael Lombardi, you're used to from living in Cleveland, lake effect. There's a big lake difference effect. When it's snowing down in Tuscaloosa and when it's snowing up in Buffalo and Cleveland and Chicago. It gets brutal, and tonight it's going to be the same. Elliot actually has a clip of Tua talking about the weather, so let's hear from your boy, Tua, talking weather.
For me, at least, I can speak for myself that it's a mindset thing, really. And if I'm too focused and worried about, you know, is it too cold? Is it can I really grab the ball? Can I not? Like, then, I would say I'm focused on the wrong things. And... you know, it'll be hard to play that way going down there against a really good team.
Okay, let's start with the late one. I guess it's a mindset. The Dolphins, 8-5, have lost two straight games, just fell to the Chargers, 23-17, Michael, losing outright as a three-point road favorite. On the other hand, the Bills are sitting 10-3. They've won four straight, still in that AFC hunt for the one seed. This is fascinating because we're down to 7. This number opened 7.5-ish. Some books opened 8. But you can see on your board, we're painted 7 across the board, the second key number in betting the NFL.
I think this is more about weather-related than it is about the teams really like Miami. I think if you're taking Miami in this game, you're saying it's going to be a low-scoring game, it's going to be a 13-10 type of game because the weather's going to make it very hard for either team to score. And I think the 7 you're saying is way too many points to give up in a game where weather is going to be a huge factor. However, we've seen games in New England. I remember a game against Tennessee that it just snowed one day before Tennessee was headed over to play London. Jeff Fisher was the coach, and it came down Randy Moss, and New England just killed them. I think they put 49 on them that day. Some teams can handle the weather. I think Buffalo can handle this. I think Josh Allen, having played at Wyoming, you know, he's got a great arm. And I think ultimately the passing game, when it snows, becomes more effective. Because if you have a quarterback who can handle it, then you've got a better chance because the defense has to react to the offensive cutting. Everybody thinks it's the running game that helps in snow. No, it's the passing game if you can throw it well. And we know the wind's going to be swirling. And we know fourth down's going to be in play because why would you take a risk of a field goal, especially one outside of 40 yards when you have no idea where that ball is going to go, right? So I think it's a four-down game. I think it'll be a passing game. And once you get a lead, I think it's going to be hard. I go back to that Tennessee game when Tua played there. He just had a hard time throwing the ball when the ball got slippery.
Just to provide some context, as Elliot points out in the rundown, since 2017, Miami is 0-7 outright and ATS in games that are played in 40-degree or below weather, Michael Lombardi. So, again, it's not the current team, but important, a warm-weather team traveling to cold weather, 40 degrees or less, Miami, 0-7 outright in ATS. It matters.
It matters. Patrick, it's hard to get ready for it. It's hard for your kickers. It's a mindset. You got to change, and you've got to be able to have a quarterback who can handle the ball, right? Wind and how it is. Now, Tua's hand size, when it was measured, you know, Tua was one of those guys that, you know, I don't know if this is accurate, but, it, you know, when I checked my combine records this morning, they say his hand size is 10, which is really good, right? When you have small hands and it's raining and it's slippery, you have a hard time gripping the ball. Be interested if he wears a glove on his throwing hand, because sometimes quarterbacks do that just because they want to keep their hand dry. So it'll be fascinating. Whereas Josh Allen, he's played in this weather. He has no problem with it. And I think he can make do of it. It's going to be fascinating how, you know, they approach this, because for as much speed as the Dolphins have offensively and Tyreek Hill getting behind, you know, with if the weather is, you know Tua doesn't have great range on the ball when you're playing him anyway. Again, we're not saying Tua's not a good player. We're saying Tua has limitations. So don't take it personally, Miami fans. But the reality of it is throwing the ball into the wind is very challenging. Very challenging. And if you don't have if the ball hangs there, you can get better reaction time on the football, which is what happens when I think Tua throws it.
I want to get the Lombardi line on this one. We're starting with the late game, the Dolphins at the Bills. A lot of reasons to look to that 43 on the total, Michael. Division dogs this year hitting at a 60% to the under. Divisional unders, 68%. Outdoor divisional unders, 68% this year. Also, Buffalo, 10-3 to the under this year. All four division games have gone under, and they've cashed three straight unders. I'm giving you a lot of reasons to bet the under. The main one, weather as well at 43.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think if you take in Miami and the points, you're basically saying to yourself, look, this is going to be a close game, not because one team isn't better than the other. It's because weather is the greatest equalizer in keeping teams close together. And I think the same thing may be affecting Chicago. Wind, cold weather. If you're taking the Bears, you're saying, hey, the Bears can keep this game within 9 points because the weather's going to have a lot to do with it. We shall see.
Yep, you said it. We shall see. The Bills over at BetMGM catching 78% of the tickets, 66% of the money. Yet we did see it tick down to 7. See, that 7.5 to 7, that move is significant here, Michael.
Let's not read too much into this move based on I think this is weather related on the move. I really do. I think not all moves are the same, right?
Right.
And yep. I think this move is about, you're saying to yourself with really fairly good logic, right, that if I take Buffalo and lay 7, they're going to be enough points scored to cover that line. To be able to cover that line. I'm surprised the 43 hasn't just come way down below 40, actually, to be honest with you, Patrick. I'm surprised that hasn't really moved more than it has. I mean, it's at 43. I see some 43.5 still out there. Circa is at 43.5 still.
Well, it was a precipitous drop that opened 47, as you mentioned, all the way down to 43 on the total. Miami and Buffalo, again, I've been kind of scouring through the Buffalo weather reports, 5 inches during the tailgate, 8 inches at kickoff, and 1 foot on your drive home. That means precipitation throughout. It's going to be fun to watch. We're going to be watching a snow globe on television tonight. I look forward to it. Okay, big show planned for you. We've got our buddy Carl Johnson from the Bayou. We've got Matty Eumanns joining Michael Lombardi and Thomas Gable. We're just getting started. Michael Lombardi at the Borgata there in Atlantic City. I'm Patrick Maher live from Los Angeles, and we're back with a Saturday edition of the Lombardi Line. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
We've got the bowl games, we've got college hoops, we've got three standalone NFL games, and you have horse racing. Okay, here are the top horse racing plays from ExpressBet handicapper Jeff Siegel at Laurel Park in race four. He likes the 9 horse. Coronava at 6-1 up top. At Remington Park in the 12th race, Jeff Siegel has the 5 horse, Giant Mischief, on top at 3-1. Bet those races and more using VSiN's preferred horse racing app. You get $10 when you sign up for first bet immediately. And then when you use the code HORSE200, you get 100% match on your first deposit up to $200. We got AI-assisted picks. It's the easiest app to use. Go to vsin.com/horses for more details on ExpressBet and check out the handicappers' picks. vsin.com/horses. As we welcome you back, we mentioned it's a bonanza today. Happy holidays. Hope you're having a nice weekend. Michael Lombardi over there in Atlantic City at the Borgata. He's going to head home. I don't think you'll leave the couch for, I don't know, 14. Well, Bella's going to have to go outside, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be, I'm going to be annoyed pretty much, you know, for the witching hours of these games. But I'll muddle through it. Yeah, we'll get it worked out.
You'll get through it. And I know you were talking to some of the sharp bettors before the show started at the Borgata. Yeah. Some information we can reveal and some of it we can't. We'll roll that out as the show progresses. We talked about Miami and Buffalo. That's going to be a weather game. Indianapolis, Minnesota, not so much a weather game. This is going to be the early one today. This is fascinating. So this opens 4 and it fell back to 3.5. Indy, of course, a team that, let's be fair, I mean, there's really coming off a bye, having lost 3 straight games, most recently giving up 33 in the fourth quarter to the Cowboys. Here comes Minnesota, sitting on 10 wins, only laying 3.5 here.
Yeah, I mean, look, Minnesota is the most confounding team you could ever evaluate, right? I mean, they go against the grain in almost every single area, except they've been very fortunate. I mean, like I've said many times, every team that leaves the Minneapolis airport and flies home after losing to the Vikings says to themselves, man, we're better than that team, other than the Cowboys who destroyed them. And so, but this Viking team has the ability to make certain plays. I mean, you move the ball up and down the field on them. They play better in the red zone. You know, they stop you sometimes on third down, but their secondary is poor. They haven't been able to rush the passer like they need to create any turnovers, and so they have to rely on their really good offense to do it. And this Indianapolis defense is the strength of their team. And what you got to count on if you're playing the Vikings and laying the points today is you got to count on Matty Ryan turning the ball over. And if you're Jeff Saturday in the park, you're basically saying, look, let's just keep running it. I mean, let's limit Ryan's throws to where we don't have to put him in a situation where he's going to turn the ball over. So, you know, it's one of those games where you really want to take Minnesota, but there's not a lot of data to support you taking it. That's why I think the lines move, except for my data, which my line is completely wrong on this, Patrick. I have this game. I have this game. So I get all my numbers based on what I believe are the most important critical statistics that go into determining who wins the game, those 19 categories. I have this game as a 9.2 game in favor of Minnesota.
That's a lot of wiggle.
That's a lot of wiggle. And then my game codes, when I look at my game codes, I mean, Minnesota, for whatever we think of them as a team, 11 of those 19 categories, they're in the top 12. Whereas when you look at the Colts, they're only in one. They're only in one, and there are 11 categories in the bottom. So my game codes say you got to play the Vikings too. The problem with the Vikings have been for all of us, Patrick, they haven't passed the eye test all year.
No. It's fascinating as far as just taking a dig into their numbers. How about the defense? They're dead last in yards per game, giving up over 403. They're dead last in giving up passing yards at 287. They've been outgained by an average of 62 yards a game, yet they're sitting on 10 wins. And here's the fascinating stat from Elliott. Since 2000, there have been 103 NFL teams with 10-plus wins through 14 weeks. Amongst those 103, there's only been one that's had a negative point differential, -1, and that is this year's Minnesota Vikings. For bettors, this is an all-time anomaly.
It really is. And you know, and like, okay, they play Buffalo in Buffalo, and they beat Buffalo there. I mean, they beat Buffalo there. Now, I don't know if there's enough luck on that horseshoe, or you know, the rabbit's foot, or whatever you want to call it, to have beaten Buffalo. I mean, one of my losses, I'm probably going to lose to Russo because of that game. Because if they just sneak the ball out, I win that game, and I'm up on Russo. However, that's a horse of another color. I don't want to cry on that right now. But the point here is they've just been so fortunate. They've been so lucky. I mean, in the last four weeks, they've only forced two turnovers. Those were against the Jets. One of them was at the end of the game. I mean, they don't turn the ball over. You can move the ball up and down the field on them. They've given up 40, 26, 22, and 34 points in the last 4 weeks. Think about that.
It is. It's fascinating. And then you look at the offense and what's interesting about this number coming back to Minnesota. Remember, yesterday 4, now down to 3.5. This offense has been anemic. They average less than 5 yards per play. They're in the bottom third of the league in red zone conversion rate and third down conversion rate. This Indianapolis offense has been anemic. They're going up against a bad defense in the Minnesota. Yet we're seeing the number come back to a team that's lost 3 straight in Indianapolis. It's fascinating.
Well, when Indy played the Raiders defense was missing a lot of players, was not playing, not that the Raiders are playing very good defense now, but they weren't playing, they're playing much better than they did then, and the Indianapolis moved the ball on them. And so I think this game has a lot of those similarities. The difference is the Raiders turned the ball over in that game against the Colts, whereas Minnesota has been fairly good at protecting the football. Now, last week they turned it over twice against the Lions. And one of them was in the red zone, which was a killer. Cook fumbles that ball in the red zone. Or else that's a closer game, right? And let's face it, if they don't call Jefferson out of bounds, which he wasn't, I mean, that game might go another different direction. And give Detroit credit. They won the game because they didn't let their defense come back on the field. They converted that third and two with Sewell on the fullback in the flat. And that's how they won it. But, you know, to me, this Viking defense earlier in the year was good in the red zone, and they were better on third down. Now they've trickled down. They're 22nd in red zone defense, 15th on third down.
You know what's fascinating? Justin Jefferson, so he is 465 yards away from breaking Calvin Johnson's single-season receiving yards record. He's just fascinating, the wide receiver there. But what the Lions did was interesting and purposeful. They allowed Jefferson to get his, and they shut everybody else down. Do you see a similar strategy here with the Indianapolis Colts?
I mean, my sense of it is that's not the way Gus Bradley plays. I think if he's going to lock into man, I think he puts Stephon Gilmore on him. He puts Stephon Gilmore on him and goes man-to-man. I mean, but here's the thing that's remarkable about Jefferson, and I always talk about this, is what is the percentage of catches based on targets, right? And when you're a wide receiver, like Mike Williams is a tremendous wide receiver at the Los Angeles Chargers, but he's one of those guys who, you know, he's at 53, 54% target to catch because he's catching the ball down the field so much. Jefferson's at 70%. I mean, that's remarkable. That's really good. I mean, Tyreek Hill's at 76%, which is remarkable. So they're able to do that. And, you know, Jefferson is just able, even when you want to double him, he still finds a way to get open. And I think if you do that, you know, Thielen becomes into play. Now, Thielen only averages 10.2 yards a catch. So you're basically, Thielen is what Keenan Allen is to the Chargers. Let Thielen have his catches, and he can't hurt us. But maybe KJ Osborne can. You know, he can make more plays. But he's only averaging 8.6 yards per catch. You got to take Jefferson out of the game, and it's hard to do.
Jefferson's reception prop today as far as receiving yards sitting at 94.5. He's just an absolute monster. Actually, I thought, to be honest with you, Kirk Cousins actually played pretty well against the Lions. I went back, obviously, as a Lions fan and watched more of that game. Cousins was fine. The Lions are playing prolifically on offense right now, so not going to dog them. It's just, again, 10 wins. The variance, and I don't know how you attack this as a better. Pardon me. We were talking about O'Connell before the show started. He's doing something right in these clutch moments because Zimmer couldn't pick up these close wins and these one-score wins.
No, I mean, and you go through all of them. I mean, go back to the Miami game book when they beat Miami with the backup quarterback. I mean, they had 15 possessions, 13 punts, and they won the game. I mean, they've just been able to win games. And, you know, when they don't win a game like in Detroit, I mean, they beat Detroit in the first game 28-24, and Detroit should have won that game. I mean, Campbell makes a lot of mistakes going for a field goal, not going for a field goal, missing field goals. You know, they were fortunate there. Chicago's driving the ball down to win the game. Patrick Peterson strips the ball out. Next thing you know, they win that game. I mean, they've been very, very lucky, and they've had the luck on their side. But I guess what all of us as bettors think of is, when will that luck run out? When will that kind of – when will that end? And today, could it end? You don't want to be betting them knowing that that luck could run out. And then you also get mad at yourself when you bet them, when you don't bet them and they win. You say, I knew they could have won that game because they're lucky. You know, it's 100%. Like the double-edged sword.
It really is. We have to find reason with your number, though. Again, we like to compare Michael Lombardi's algorithm and his number to the market. You've got a lot of wiggle, but you said you feel like your number might be a little off there.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, the book's never going to post my number. Everybody would have taken the Colts, you know. So there's strategy behind what they did, and mine doesn't have strategy. I don't have to worry about anybody playing. I don't own a book.
We got a sandwich game in Cleveland. Baltimore, we got an answer at quarterback. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Was talking to Michael during the breakout at the Borgata. It sounds like it's starting to fill up there. We'll get his take in just a second. But first, VSiN subscribers. Okay, so remember, you're making money this year if you become a pro. VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up. We've got a holiday special for you right now. You get $20 in credit to the VSiN store. You can go buy some gifts. It's $79, but remember, this lasts. You get everything we offer through March Madness. So we're giving you everything for $79. It's a great deal. It's a holiday special. Go sign up right now, VSiN.com/subscribe. And we were also discussing during the break, as we welcome you back, Michael Lombardi, Patrick Maher. This is The Lombardi Line, the daily newsletter, which Bill AD puts together, which is completely free. You just go to VSiN.com and enter your email address. The daily newsletter has a play on every NFL game today. The Pro Prop Analyzer is giving 15-plus plays as far as props for free, so make sure you go check that out. I was just discussing. It sounds like it's starting to fill up there, no?
Yeah, we're going to have some action here. You know, we got the soccer. I don't know what soccer game's on, but we got a soccer game. We got all this football coming in here. Yeah, I mean, the food, I could smell.
Hold on. Take a stab at what game's on right now. What soccer game do you think is on?
I don't think it's the World Cup. It looks like it's – I have no idea.
It's for third and fourth place. It's Croatia and Morocco. You nailed it. It is the World Cup, my man.
Oh, I didn't know they play third and fourth places. I thought they did like the NCAA – I didn't know they did that. Like they used to do that in the NCAA 2A tournament.
Yep.
So this is Morocco, and who else is playing here?
In Croatia. It's tied up 1-1 in the 31st minute.
Yeah, yep. Okay. Who'd you go with in this game? I know you bet this game.
Yeah, no, I took the over. So we're looking good. 1-1 right now. We got to get one more, and we'll cash the over on Croatia and Morocco. Of course, tomorrow, Michael Lombardi's very excited because we're going to have the final with Messi in Argentina.
What time does that start, Patrick?
That's going to be on early. It's going to be on 7 o'clock my time, 10 o'clock your time. Of course, they're trying to avoid the NFL.
We'll be loaded in here on Saturday morning. That'd be awesome. Yeah, that'd be great. They'll be coming in here like crazy. That'd be awesome. This is now, you know, the season here at the Jersey Shore. I mean, I know it's colder weather, but the Borgata starts to fill up. This is the busiest, believe it or not, this is the busiest time of the year here at the Borgata as people come down and spend time right after Christmas and to New Year's.
And speaking of the Borgata, the gentleman that runs the race and sports book, our partner Thomas Gable, he just sent me over his 3 college basketball plays for the day. Elliot has uploaded them, so VSiN Pros, you can take a look. And he is one of the sharpest guys around when it comes to college hoops. So Thomas Gable.
Yeah. It's funny, we have a lot of professional bettors that stay here at the hotel because they bet exclusively. They bet mostly all year long on football, basketball, and even they acknowledge TG as one of the sharpest guys, and they have analytical people doing the work for them. And they say, look, when TG says something, they go with it.
100%. A lot of reasons to look to the under sandwich game today. Tyler Huntley is going to give it a go. Quarterback questions for both teams. These are two run-first offenses, Baltimore at Cleveland. It was mostly threes with Cleveland laying it hosting Baltimore. We're starting to see some 2.5s. Michael, you see 2.5 there at DraftKings, a couple other shops sitting at 2.5. Let's start with the cap here. Ravens and Huntley at the Browns.
Well, I mean, look, as for all the lake effect snow that's going on the other side of Lake Erie at Buffalo, on the western side of Lake Erie, there's no snow, right? So it's going to be – but it'll be 33 degrees. I mean, this is a game where, you know, last week I thought Huntley was playing pretty good. They ran the ball. They were not – you know, their passing game is so bad. But they were able to make a few plays in the passing game, but their run game was very good. And – with the return of J.K. Dobbins, that gave them a little bit of life. They ran counter. They ran the ball on Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh defensively isn't the same. Miles Jack isn't the same player. T.J. Watt, even though he's back from the injury, isn't anything like the normal T.J. Watt we're typically used to seeing. So they were able to run the ball, which helped them, and they got that 13-7 lead, and then all of a sudden they kicked a field goal late to make it 16-7. And then, you know, they were able to hold on at the end because they ran the game out. Because Anthony Brown, once he came in the game, you know, all bets were off. So the Steelers couldn't get – if the Steelers would have gotten the ball back, they win the game. And if the Steelers don't turn the ball over in the red zone, they're going to win the game. So, you know, the Ravens were somewhat fortunate because of that. And this is a game where Cleveland's got to throw the football effectively because it's hard to run the ball on Baltimore. They barely ran for 100 yards in the first game that they lost by three that Brissett played in Baltimore. Again, Stefanski goes for it on fourth down and gives away 3 points easily in that game. So, to me, this is one where you got to believe Watson is going to play a little bit better today. I mean, Houston game was horrible. Last week was a little better. We'll see. This week should be a lot better.
Michael, Deshaun Watson, 8 quarters, has led the team to 16 points. It hasn't been pretty. You mentioned he was a little bit better, seemed a little bit more spry against Cincinnati. But I'm going to focus on the run game here. And that Cleveland run game has stalled a little bit. 71 rush yards against Cincy. Chubb, 14 touches for 34. The difference with these two teams is Cleveland can't stop the run. And the Ravens, as you mentioned, they're the second best run stop unit and all of football behind the 49ers, and they're the first best. They're the best in football since they acquired Roquan Smith. He's made a difference at linebacker.
No doubt he's made a huge difference at linebacker, and they didn't have Roquan in the first time they played him earlier in the season. So, you know, I just feel like when you watch them, he gives them more speed. Again, like I've often said, when your mic's fast, your defense is fast, and you could see the speed of their defense start to come together. And look, you know, the one area you've got to take advantage of the Browns is you've got to be able to run the football. Now, last week, Cincinnati couldn't run the ball on them, right? I mean, Cincinnati did run the ball. Cincinnati ran for 136 against them. So when you could run the ball on them and you could keep them off balance, where the Browns couldn't run the ball in Cincinnati. The Browns only had 71 yards rushing against them last week. So, and that's why they stall. This will be a game that's classic Cleveland. It's a nice drive to start the game, maybe get a touchdown, get a field goal. And then for some reason, Cleveland can't make any adjustments. They're 22nd in the league on third down. They can't convert third downs. And they can't sustain their offense. And now that it's cold weather, it's going to be interesting to see where Amari Cooper, how he plays. Because we know once it goes below 40 degrees, Amari Cooper's not really interested.
And Michael, you know what that means as far as Stefanski and his numbers. He's 9-17 ATS as a favorite. He's 1-7 ATS as a divisional favorite. That's Stefanski with the Browns. But you just said it. His first drive, he's brilliant at writing up that script. When he has to come off the script, that offense starts to go downhill.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, look, they haven't been able to play. I mean, they beat Tampa at home, which was a game that if you play that back in your mind, Tampa should have won the game and covered, but they didn't. You know, they had every opportunity to do it and they couldn't do it. And then, you know, they go down and they beat Houston, but they get 21 points. They basically score 6 points with their offense against Houston, right? They score 6 points. And so last week they scored 10. Like you said, they've scored 16 since he's been there. So they've got to improve. They've got to play better. Last week he threw for 273. So at least he made more plays in the passing game. And they're going to have to throw the ball against Baltimore. They're going to have to protect against Baltimore and throw the ball.
Harbaugh, 17-7-1 ATS is a divisional dog with the Ravens. That's 71%, hitting at a 71% clip. I think you said it at the top of the cap, and I want to get your number here. I think the difference is Dobbins. Dobbins looked great coming back. 15, 120, an 8 average, a touchdown on the ground against Pittsburgh. He can be a difference maker now, J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, I mean, in their run game. And I don't think you can minimize Huntley. I don't think Huntley is a bad backup at all.
Yeah, you like him.
I like Huntley, and I think he runs the ball well. He's got composure. He leads the team. And look, let's face it. I mean, their passing game, whether it's Lamar or Huntley, isn't very good. I've been saying that all year. Like, they don't have a passing game. And so they have to rely on this weird run game counters and all this trickery that they go through. But, you know, look, they're going to play a close game, and they've got the greatest field goal kicker in football right now. So, you know, anytime you're getting 2.5 points to me with Baltimore, plus you know you have Tucker on your side, that's a pretty good play. That's why I think those numbers are so telling when it comes to John Harbaugh.
Also, motivation. First off, the Ravens have won 24 of the last 29 in this rivalry. Then we go to motivation. Cleveland's out of it. Baltimore has everything to play for in division. It is wild. You could still find a 3 if you want to take the Ravens. If you want to lay it, you can lay 2.5. Let's get to the Lombardi line.
I think this game's really important to Cleveland. I think it's important to Stefanski. Because right now, for all the love and you know, that he's gotten, it's starting to show that, you Agreed. Know, maybe he's just a play caller in the first quarter, maybe not a head coach. Joe Wood, the defense, hasn't really responded. I mean, Brissett, I thought, you know, it's funny. I was thinking they should have traded for Garoppolo when they could have had Garoppolo because I didn't think Brissett could play to the level to keep him in it. And I don't think when you break down their games, it wasn't Brissett that lost them games. It was some game management, and it was their defense. And now Watson back. I mean, I know they beat Houston. You know, maybe if they would have played Brissett, they could have beaten Cincinnati. I don't think so. But I think, to me, this is a big game for Stefanski. I think this is a
– I think you're right.
I don't want to call it a Custard last stand game, but I think it's a huge game in front of the home crowd, which is kind of losing patience with this team, especially in light of we signed Watson and all the off-the-field trouble. Like, where's the reward for taking on all this abuse?
What's the Lombardi line, Ravens-Browns, as we go to break?
I had this as 5.57. That's a lot of wiggle here, yeah.
So you've got 5.5 going Ravens' way, but it's 2.5, 3 going Browns' way. Remember, we're looking for wiggle.
Yeah.
I love the Ravens, and I love Michael's cap on that one. We're coming back with Jick Jack next here, Saturday edition of the Lombardi Line.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, even a wager that misses can still be a slam dunk with BetMGM and the association, an authorized gaming partner with the NBA. Place a NBA one-game parlay wager with at least 4 legs or more. If one of your legs misses, you're going to receive up to $25 back in free bets. It's a great deal. One-game parlay. Again, at least four legs, one misses, you get your cash back and free bets. It's a great deal from the king of sportsbooks, that's BetMGM. You got to be 21 years or older. If you have a gambling problem, it's 1-800-GAMBLER, not available in Mississippi, Nevada, or New York. Okay, we got you back here. Looking forward to talking to old boy Jick Jack Johnson. Carl Johnson runs the race and sportsbook down at the down in the bayou there. I'm curious because you were talking about Michael's unique handicapping when it came to Tua's hand size, which I agree was brilliant. You also have, you come up with your own numbers, Carl. As we say good morning to Carl, we love Carl. You come up with your own numbers. Your number was way different in Minnesota today.
Yeah, you know, and it seems like it's been, you know, one or two numbers every week. I mean, I felt better about myself when I heard Michael say his number was 9. You know, my number on this game came out 13. It's just one of those anomalies where, the Vikings, number wise, they hadn't produced like a 10-2 team. It's just weird. But there's no way in the world that I'm playing the Colts here.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm with you, Carl, too, because when I go through it, right, so like my board, I make it so that you when you see it, and you know, like the last five games, the Colts are 31st in their rankings, right? Points per play, the Colts are 31st, okay? Offensive line, protecting the quarterback, the Colts are 27th. How many times you get to the red zone, the Colts are 25. Fourth quarter, the Colts are 22nd. In terms of valuing luck, the Colts are 24th. The last 10 games, the Colts are 31st, right?
Yeah.
Points per play defensively, the Colts are 27th. So third down defense, the Colts are 23rd. Like, why would I play? Like, I to me, I get it. That the Vikings don't pass the eye test. That's the big problem. And their numbers don't reflect it. But it's hard to win games in the NFL. Trust me, it's hard to win games. To win 10 is a miracle. It's a hell of an achievement. I don't think you can ignore it.
Yeah, I agree, you know. And ultimately, the bottom line is just like Al Davis used to say, win, just win, baby, win, right?
Yeah, just win, baby.
Al Davis would also say, I'm not looking to be consistent. I'm looking to be correct, you know. And so, look, you know, the other thing is, too, on we talk about how great this Colt defense is. They're 30th in the league, 30th, in forcing incomplete passes. See, I think that's a really important stat because that means that you can execute against them. Now, that doesn't tell you all the things that happens, but with a guy like Cousins, when he can throw a lot of completed passes to Jefferson and others, you know, he's going to move the football. And so I know everybody's on the Colts and it's sexy and all that, but to me it's either a no play or the Vikings, and probably because I'm so imbalanced, I would say no play.
Beau yeah. Rivage, Carl Johnson runs the race and sportsbook down there. Set us up on the Beau today. You've got 80-plus college basketball games. You've got 7 bowl games. You've got 3 standalone NFL games. You got a lot going on, a lot of action at the Beau, Carl.
Yeah, we do, you know. I mean, this is a great time of the year for the sports bettor. I mean, you know, they're trying to get these bets in, and, you know, come a few days from now, these wives are going to be saying, hey, you're going with me shopping. It's a good time of the year.
That is a good reminder that we are officially 1 week away from Christmas. Thank you for the reminder, Carl. How about the next one? You just mentioned your number was way off as far as where the market stands with Minnesota. Let's go to that sandwich game. We were just talking Baltimore-Cleveland. Where are you sitting down there at the Bone? What do you think about that game?
Yeah, so, I mean, we opened here Cleveland 2.5. Been in 38. It got as high as 3. But we're back down to where we opened, 2.5, 38.5. Right now, evenly bet here, my number on this game was Cleveland 1. I like the Browns a little bit in this situation. You know, we got Lamar's out, not going to play today at the Ravens. So I like that run game of Cleveland today.
I'm actually surprised. I don't like that run game because I think the one thing Baltimore can do is play really good run defense. But I will say I'm surprised. What has Cleveland done to be the favorite? I know Lamar's not playing, but Lamar wasn't playing like the Lamar from 19. This offense is not conducive. I mean, they get Stanley back. I know Stanley's on the injury list. Morgan Moses, the right tackle's on the injury list. But to me, like, what has Cleveland done the last 2 weeks to be favored against anybody? Like, you know, what are they? Nothing, right? Like, I don't understand. Like, last week we had this incredible Cleveland love against Cincinnati on the road.
Yeah.
Like, Cleveland's one of those teams that gets love, and I'm not sure they haven't played well and or deserving of the love.
Yeah, I agree. I think all of this line is basically, I think, because of the dog pound, the mythical dog pound. So that's what that's what I'm thinking, you know.
Carl was telling us the bow down in Mississippi, it's freezing cold down there. Not as cold as it's going to be in Buffalo. They've got winter storm warnings up there, Carl. You've seen that number come back to 7. Buffalo laying it, hosting Miami, who struggles in the cold weather. What's the number at the bow, and what's the Carl Johnson number?
Yeah, so my number came out 6 here. Right now, we're at Buffalo 7-43. I heard you guys talking about this total earlier. That is down a little bit from where this game originally opened. But, you know, I'm like Michael. You know, I don't understand. You know, this game really should be like 37, 38 and a half maybe. But the flip side of that is sometimes the weather is so bad, and I think this is one of those days, if it's anything like what it looked like this morning for tonight when they play, sometimes the weather is so bad, it just creates a lot of, you know, turnovers, a lot of opportunities inside the 20-yard line. So I think that's why you're seeing this total stay up there just a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a few, you know, look, handling ball, handling wet balls, handling punts and kicks, it's up in the air. And I think that you certainly, I think the number, the reason why, and I asked Vinny yesterday, Carl, if this number would ever get below 7 in his shop, and he was immediately no. And he thought it would trend back to 7.5 before it got there. How about you? Do you think you'll get to 6.5? You think you'll get under the 7?
No, I don't. I think it'll pretty much stay where it's at, Michael. And look, one of the things that I listened to you guys earlier, you know, you guys were talking about, you know, we always talk about the process and handicapping games. And, you know, guys always ask, Carl, how do I get good at this stuff? Look, pro teaching moment right there. Earlier, Michael, you mentioned that you look back at the combine size of Tua's hands. Now, I guarantee you there's not too many people on the planet that thought outside of the box like that to go back and look at a man's hand size because, you know, gripping the football. But that's the type of stuff. I mean, you've got a process that you've put together for a long time. And if you want to get good at this betting stuff, that's the type of stuff that you got to be able to think about and go in and get.
Yeah, and I also think you got to be able to remember games. You know, part of this handicap, it is remembering games that apply to the game you're handicapping, not last week's game. And when I watched that Tennessee game, and I went back and watched it this week, when it started to rain, it was only 40 degrees in Tennessee last year. But if you watch that game, he really struggled in that game. And you could say, well, they didn't have Tyreek Hill. Great point. They didn't. But they were running the RPOs, and they had, and Gesicki was more of a factor. They still had Waddle, but he was having a hard time throwing it, and Vrabel knew it. And Vrabel adapted his defense to fit it. And I think McDermott and Leslie Frazier are good enough coaches to figure this out. Look, we're going to get out there at the stadium, and we're going to figure out where he's going to be able to throw the ball. And we're going to sit on it. And I don't think he's going to be able to throw it 45 yards. Like, you're going to watch him in pregame warm-up, and depending on what end they warm up at, depending on which way the wind, you're going to calculate that. You're going to see, where do we have to? Like, why would you play to the, you know, it's like baseball. What, you know, if, are you going to play deep on a hitter that can't hit it deep? You're going to play shallow. It's the same thing with Tua. Are you going to play deep knowing he can't throw it over your head? No, of course not.
Nope. It's wonderful handicapping. Carl, as far as your best bet of the day, old boy Jick Jack's best bet, you have to lay it with Minnesota, right? I mean, your numbers are completely different. I love to hear that. So let's hear your take on that and then wrap it up with, what's my man eating today?
Definitely, Patrick. You know, it's just... you know, that's look, that I got to believe in my numbers. If you're going to create numbers, you got to believe in them. That's a huge edge. I'm all over the Vikings. That is my best bet of the day. As far as what we eat tonight, I know that we're doing, you know, when it's cold weather, I like to eat hot stuff. So we're going to do some type of soup tonight, and I'll probably eat a whole loaf of French bread by myself while I'm dipping it in there.
I love it. That's so good.
And he'll post the picture over at Jip Jack Johnson on Twitter. A must follow. One More is the podcast. He's our buddy, Carl Johnson, down at the Beau Rivage in Biloxi, Mississippi. Carl, it's going to be a busy day. We appreciate you. Have a great one.
You too. Thanks, guys. Carl. Good luck. Y'all have a good one.
He's breaking out the soup, Michael, with the bread.
French
I love
bread.
That guy.
I love it.
We're coming back. Got five plays from Matt Eumanns in the bowl games today. Next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.